Dictation for Rita Zapata, Z-A-P-A-T-A, October 2nd, 64. Address as a letter to Dr. Excuse me, to Family Practice Residency at 629-8145. Dear doctors, follow up for Mrs. Zapata, who has advanced renal failure, hypertension, proteinuria, last visit in April, comes in person, is my understanding, did have bowel obstruction, underwent lysis of adhesions successfully without bowel resection. Dr. Pilkington, P-I-L-K-I-N-G-T-O-N, was in the hospital, however, for 9 days. Did not place any mesh. She has now a recurring hernia to see Dr. Smith in the near future. There was no complications of heart attack, stroke, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, no dialysis, no sepsis, pneumonia. Presently, no vomiting, no dysphagia, stools without bleeding, has severe frequency, nocturia, 4-6 times, minor incontinence, no infection, cloudiness of blood, stable lower extremity edema, stable dyspnea, rest and or activity, has sleep apnea but not using the CPAP machine, needs a new testing, a new machine, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis. There is an episode or loss of consciousness, a sudden drop. This happened in the recent past, some trauma to the right side of the eyebrow. Did not go to the emergency room. Family members were around. There was no post-ictal episode. In this opportunity, no focal deficit, no incontinence of bowel or stools. She mentioned a prior episode 2.5 years ago. In that opportunity, there was some tongue biting and incontinence. Used to see Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K, neurology. She's not aware of seizures, however. Has also arthritis of the knees, following with Dr. Jackison, Y-A-C-I-Q-U-S-E-N. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. She is on lisinopril, metoprolol as blood pressure treatment, vitamin D-125 for elevated PTH, on antidepressants. I want to mention that she also takes nortriptyline that can also cause a lower threshold for seizures. And doxepin, D-O-X-E-P-I-N, Cymbalta. Next paragraph, today weight 266, blood pressure 150-180 on the right side, lungs completely clear, no alwheezes, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, there is obesity of the abdomen, but no tenderness, 2+ edema below the knee, no cellulitis or ulcers. She's still smoking 2-3 cigarettes per week, no focal deficit, uses a walker. Next paragraph, chemistry from February, creatinine 1.9, although she's been as high as 2.5, blood test needs to be repeated. Prior GFR of 27, stage 4, sodium, potassium normal, metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH not elevated. Work out for the proteinuria, negative antinuclear antibody, negative testing for membranous nephropathy. Previously, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Labs needs to be updated. No symptoms of uremia and cephalopathy. No evidence of pulmonary edema. Does have peripheral edema, which could be explained by morbid obesity. There is proteinuria. However, there has been normal albumin, so this is non-nephrotic syndrome. New blood tests will tell us about potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, and potential adjustments on diet and medications. Continuous saying vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Blood pressure is fair control. She says to be taking lisinopril metoprolol. We might need to add a diuretic. We will update on anemia for potential treatment. Needs to follow with neurology to make sure if these episodes are related or not to seizures. She's aware that she should not be driving if there is a possibility that this is seizures. She understands that dialysis is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms in accordance to discontinue smoking altogether, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, follow up with orthopedic doctor from knee arthritis. The recent obstruction hernia repair with recurrence. She is now at Shepherd. We will see her in Mount Pleasant. End of dictation.